Phoneboy Speaks, episode 296, Hotel Wi-Fi Still Sucks.
As long as I've been traveling, there's always been issues with hotel Wi-Fi or hotel internet. It has always, I guess it kind of depends on where you're staying. Some places are better than others. I have been places where, granted, you paid $13 a day for the internet, but it actually worked pretty well. And, you know, maybe because people were paying for, $13 a day, they could actually afford to pay for whatever lines they needed. I'm currently staying at a hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the Wi-Fi, you have to enter an access code to get into it, so it's not just something that, like random people can use. But it is so oversubscribed that I can't do anything on it. It's impossible. And I mean, I tried using it different times during the day, and it's just completely unusable. I mean, my saving grace is that I have my Lumia 520 that I've got internet, hotspot turned on it, and it actually, it actually works. So that's when I've been in the hotel. This is the only, this is the only way I've been able to get on the internet. I mean, other than like just using my other phone, which is on Verizon. But I'm still going through my old blog posts and podcasts for the moving my website to Jekyll. And of course, I saw some of the articles I'd written, many years ago about it. It still seems like it's a problem. I understand that that especially out like in the middle of nowhere, right? I mean, getting bandwidth out there is kind of a challenge. But in a big metropolitan area, you would think that it'd be pretty easy to get big pipes out to a hotel to support people. And if you have to pay, fine. But on the other hand, right? I mean, in the big metropolitan areas, there's obviously there's LTE available with the major carriers for the most part. Depends on which carrier, but certainly Verizon and AT&T have a lot of the stuff covered. And granted, it's a little more expensive, but I can tell you that like AT&T 4G or whatever on using the Lumia 520 is working really well. I mean, it almost works better here than it works in back in Gig Harbor. That is my only saving grace, and I know people have their MiFis and stuff. I mean, I can scan the general area and see people are clearly using their MiFis because the hotel. I mean, the ironic thing is that's probably contributing to at least some of the problem because with all the different access points, there's obviously issues with just having that many Wi-Fi radios around. But anyway, it's a problem that's never. I don't know. It's not. It's just nobody's ever really investing in solving this problem. How do you have a large number of people using Wi-Fi and have it actually work acceptably? I mean, part of it is part of it is the inbound bandwidth. The other part of it is positioning the access points in a way that actually that we can support the number of people and not be overloaded. And I think those are both of the challenges. And hotels have not solved that problem, and it's almost as important as as like a shower and stuff. I mean, and in some sense that's kind of sad, but it's true, right? I mean, we rely on the internet for everything, and when you stay in a hotel, it's as important as having a shower or a bathroom or whatever, because it's something you need, or at least most people need. And unfortunately, nobody really has solved this problem, and it's still a problem. And if you rely on the internet when you travel, then you've got to bring your own. That's really the only way that you're going to have any hope of being able to use the internet, at least at least in most hotels. There's a few that there's exceptions where it does work, but it's weird that given all this time where people have been complaining about it, it's still an issue, and it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.